This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 70.
В эфире 70-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь задавать вопросы и объяснять незнакомые предметы и действия. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Band.
Лента, повязка.
Cord.
Шнур, шнурок.
Cornmeal.
Кукурузная мука.
Culture.
Культура.
Donut.
Пончик.
Fat.
Жир.
Feather.
Перо птицы.
Fire.
Огонь.
Freedom.
Свобода.
Headdress.
Головной убор.
Jewelry.
Ювелирное изделие.
Meat.
Мясо.
Oil.
Растительное масло.
Porridge.
Каша.
Pot.
Кастрюля, котелок, горшок.
Prayer.
Молитва.
Silver.
Серебро.
Soda.
Газированный напиток.
Taco.
Taco. Еда индейцев.
Tribe.
Племя.
Turquoise.
Бирюза.
Utensil.
Посуда, утварь.
To borrow.
Заимствовать, перенимать.
To fry, fried.
Поджарить, поджарил.
To remind.
Напоминать.
To trade.
Торговать.
Musical.
Музыкальный.
Traditional.
Традиционный.
Typical.
Типичный.
Spiritual.
Духовный.
Nowadays.
Наше время. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер посещает Пау-Вау – собрание коренных американцев, на котором можно познакомиться с обычаями и культурой индейцев, их песнями, танцами, разными дискуссиями, играми, предметами искусства и изделиями ручной работы.
Would you like something to eat?
Is it Native American food?
Sure. Here, try this. Everybody likes it.
What is it?
It's called fry bread. It's bread fried in fat. Nowadays, the fat is cooking oil. Would you like something to drink?
What do you drink?
I like coffee. The young people all drink sodas.
I would like coffee, too. Thanks. The fry bread is like a donut. It's good.
Let's move over to the dancing.
Does this dance have a name? What's it called?
All the dances have names. This is a rain dance. Many Indians live in dry places, so we dance for rain.
Is it like a prayer for rain?
Yes. Some people sing the prayer, but you don't need to sing. The dancers are from different tribes and have different languages. They can all dance the rain dance.
Do they all dance the same rain dance?
Not exactly the same dance. It's not necessary. The dancing is very individual. The dancers have freedom. There is no story to tell. They just dance.
The dancers have different clothing. Why?
There are different kinds of dancers. See the older people in front? They are traditional dancers. They know all the old dances. Some are from different tribes, too.
Where are powwows held now?
They're held everywhere now, from the Atlantic to the Pacific Oceans. There are more in the West because there are more Native Americans in the West.
Where do the most Indians live?
Arizona is the state with the most. Many live here in Oklahoma, too. Where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
There are Native Americans in Maryland.
Can you explain what a powwow means to modern Indians?
The modern powwow is a celebration of being Native American. It's everything you see and hear. It's the food, the dancing, the talking. Tomorrow there will be a parade and horse races. Do you see the little children dancing? They are learning what it means to be Indian.
What are those children doing? It looks like a class.
It is. Can you see those feathers?
Yes. What is that?
They are learning to make headdresses. The teacher is showing them how to make the headband, and then he will show them how to put on the feathers.
Feathers are important in Indian culture.
Very. I'll show you some more art with feathers. Come with me.
Мы пользуемся разными вопросами, чтобы спросить о том, что означает определенное слово или событие. Вот послушайте.
What's that? What do you mean, rain dance? What does that mean? Can you explain what powwow means?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
What's that? What's that?
What do you mean, rain dance? What do you mean, rain dance?
What does the word bolo mean? What does the word bolo mean?
Can you explain what bolo means? Can you explain what bolo means?
Can you explain what powwow means? Can you explain what powwow means?
Мы часто хотим знать значение какого-нибудь определенного слова. Лучше всего для этого задать вопрос «What does that mean?». Повторите этот вопрос вслед за Полом несколько раз.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Теперь задайте этот вопрос Мартину о новых словах, которые он употребляет.
This is fry bread.
Спрашивайте поскорее. What does fry bread mean?
This is a rain dance.
Живее. What does rain dance mean?
Tomorrow there will be a parade.
What does parade mean?
This is a feather headdress.
What does feather headdress mean?
What's that music? It's a traditional Native American flute.
It's very beautiful. Are all Indians musical?
In a way. We're not all good at singing and playing, but it's very important in our lives. The music helps remind us we are Native Americans.
Мартин посещает Пау-Вау, собрание коренных американцев в Оклахоме, и беседует с одним из индейцев об их культуре.
See the boy who is standing over there?
The boy who is wearing the blue shirt?
Yes. What is he eating?
That's an Indian taco.
Is that typical Indian food?
We borrowed it from Mexico. I think it is powwow food. We don't eat tacos in my community.
Is there typical Native American food?
In the old days, maybe. Nowadays, we eat what everyone else eats. People in the Southwest eat different foods from the ones who live in the Northeast. Could we ask my wife later? I don't know much about food.
Could I talk to your wife about food? I like to know about food.
Are you hungry?
No, not now. What's he wearing around his neck?
Who?
The one who is eating the taco. I forgot what you call the thing he's wearing.
That's called a bolo. Many men in the West wear those.
Does it mean something? Why do they wear them?
It's for decoration. It's like the clothing for the dance. Decoration is important for celebrations.
The bolo doesn't have any other meaning?
The bolo is very simple. It's just a black cord around the neck with a piece of jewelry that slides up and down. The piece of jewelry is usually silver with some stone. Some Indians think the stone should be turquoise.
Like the blue stone he is wearing?
Yes. Some people think turquoise has spiritual qualities. Look at the other people here. You will see a lot of turquoise jewelry.
What is that over there? Can we walk over there?
That's the trading area. Do you like arts and crafts?
I like to look at them.
Many people come to powwows to trade or shop. Some Native Americans are doing arts and crafts that were given up or forgotten. Look at these.
What are those?
What do you think?
Maybe something used for cooking.
That's right. They were simple cooking utensils made from wood.
What's that one for?
That's for holding a pot over the fire.
What's this one?
It's a stirring stick, probably for porridge. That one is a kind of fork for holding or turning meat over the fire. Let me show you some of the clothing.
This is wonderful. What is it?
I don't know. Let's ask.
Послушайте вопросы, которые следует задавать, чтобы узнать название предметов или значение слов.
What's this? What's this called? What's this for?
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
What's this? What's this? What's this?
What's this for? What's this for? What's this for?
What's this called? What's this called? What's this called?
What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean?
А сейчас послушайте Мартина и задайте ему один из этих вопросов.
Look at this piece of jewelry.
Спрашивайте, what's this?
This clothing is beautiful.
Живее, what's this for?
The food is interesting.
What is it called?
This is a wonderful dance.
What does it mean?
What would you like to see now?
I would like to look at that. What is it?
You always look for the food, don't you? I think it's time for lunch.
What are they doing?
They are making cornmeal. Let's watch.
Теперь вы попробуйте ответить на вопросы Мартина.
What's that he's wearing around his neck?
Отвечайте. He is wearing a bolo. He is wearing a bolo.
What's that they are making?
Говорите. They are making cornmeal. They are making cornmeal. Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Лента, повязка.
Band. Band.
Шнур, шнурок.
Cord. Cord.
Кукурузная мука.
Cornmeal. Cornmeal.
Изделия ручной работы.
Crafts. Crafts.
Культура.
Culture. Culture.
Пончик.
Donut. Donut.
Жир.
Fat. Fat.
Перо птицы.
Feather. Feather.
Свобода.
Freedom. Freedom.
Головной убор.
Headdress. Headdress.
Ювелирные изделия.
Jewelry. Jewelry.
Мясо.
Meat. Meat.
Растительное масло.
Oil. Oil.
Каша.
Porridge. Porridge.
Кастрюля, котелок, горшок.
Pot. Pot.
Молитва.
Prayer. Prayer.
Серебро.
Silver. Silver.
Газированный напиток.
Soda. Soda.
Taco.
Taco. Taco.
Племя.
Tribe. Tribe.
Бирюза.
Turquoise. Turquoise.
Посуда, утварь.
Utensil. Utensil.
Глаголы заимствовать, перенимать.
To borrow. To borrow.
Поджарить, поджарил.
To fry. Fried. To fry. Fried.
Напоминать.
To remind. To remind.
Торговать, продавать.
To trade. To trade.
Прилагательное, музыкальный.
Musical. Musical.
Духовный.
Spiritual. Spiritual.
Традиционный.
Traditional. Traditional.
Типичный.
Typical. typical.
Выражение в наше время.
Nowadays. Nowadays.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 70-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь просить объяснений с помощью примеров. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения следующего урока. Предок.
Ancestor.
Ведущий. Конференсье.
Announcer.
Район, местность.
Area.
Бусина, шарик.
Bead.
Лагерь, кемпинг.
Camp.
Тесто.
Dough.
Барабанщик.
Drummer.
В данном случае выход на сцену.
Entry.
Ярмарка.
Fair.
Фестиваль.
Festival.
Сбор, собрание, сборище.
Gathering.
Метис, метиска, в данном случае.
Mixture.
Погремушка, трещотка.
Rattle.
Зритель.
Spectator.
Торговец.
Trader.
Описать.
To describe.
Смешиваться, соединяться.
To mix.
Крытый, под крышей.
Covered.
Ставить машину на стоянку.
To park.
Возрождать.
To revive.
В помещении, внутри дома.
Indoors.
На открытом воздухе.
Outdoors.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.